Tom Batchelor with Professor Avenelis of the U.S. Army War College. The Panama Canal doesn't get any more famous than that. It's associated with a romantic period where Teddy Roosevelt was going to remake America's economy for the 20th century. Reuters reporting, the Panama Canal expects to complete a $1 billion construction of a new water reservoir within 6 years that will help ensure passage of 36 ships a day. The Indio River Reservoir Project would become part of the network of existing artificial lakes that allow for safe passage to the canal and provide water for human consumption. You will all recall that the drought that hit Central America these last months meant that there was not sufficient water in the reservoirs to maintain the traffic through the Panama Canal, and therefore the revenue dropped sharply. At the same time, there was disorder over a copper mine. There was disorder over a previous President Martinelli being condemned, and he remains in a Nicaraguan embassy for refuge. And there's always an enormous amount of controversy over the Darien Gap, the tens of thousands of people coming through the gap and heading to America. So, Professor, there's a new president in Panama, and there's a $1 billion construction project. Is Panama pulling itself out of the hole it was in?
Well, John, Panama is certainly moving forward. It's a complex picture, as you alluded to, Jose Raul Molino, who, on the one hand, there was some concern because of his ties to Ricardo Martinelli, who, while he was a relatively Martinelli was a relatively pro-business president when he was in power previously from 2019 to 2014, but his indictment and extradition from the U.S. to Panama, many feared, left a certain amount of bitterness. And so there were fears of where that would take things. Now, when Martinelli was disqualified from the presidency, Molino was able to carry over the sympathy for Martinelli and especially Molino's no-nonsense character. Molino, since coming into office, has taken steps that establish him as relatively pro-business and relatively pro-U.S. So what you certainly see is a naming of a pro-business economy and finance minister, Felipe Chapman, a relatively traditional, respected conservative foreign minister, Javier Martinez Acha, as well as, again, a relatively respected pro-business trade minister, Julio Molto. In addition to that, of course, you see, as you alluded to, his focus on controlling the border, the Darien Gap with Colombia and dealing in ways that his predecessor didn't do as aggressively with the huge number of people who are coming over through the Darien Gap and through Panama. There are other areas where Molino has raised questions. Although on the one hand, he has distanced himself from Martinelli after his original visit to Martinelli in the Nicaraguan embassy and greetings. On the other hand, there is some evidence that he has initiated talks with the Chinese, or at least is exploring initiating talks with the Chinese about a new Chinese role in a revived bullet train that would go from Panama City, perhaps to David or Cherokee. In addition to that, you have questions. You have some projects which appear to be important. Traditional infrastructure projects, you mentioned the Indio River Reservoir Project, trying to address the problem that Panama has with water management going forward. And so there's a lot of reassuring indications of a responsible pro-U.S. Panama moving in a conservative direction, although there are some causes for concern with respect to the bullet train and the question of where things will go with China. On the other hand.
And the question of the Darien Gap, Molino, when campaigning, said he would close it. Has there been any restatement of that, any effort to control some part of the chaos that I've seen over the years?
Well, Molino, who was previously national security minister, and so I think who understands the sense of the importance of controlling Panama's frontiers and working with CENAFRONT as well as SENAN, their air and naval service, he's really doubled down on it. And indeed, I understand the U.S. is working to coordinate with Panama to give the Panamanian government additional capabilities to help them control their frontier, including coordination to help Panama to have more training and possibly more resources to repatriate some of the people that they turned back from the Darien Gap. And so that is certainly a key aspect of the Molina presidency and one in which the U.S. has shown a desire to work with Panama, because in part it's a win-win, because if Molino is able to turn back those who are at the Darien Gap, then that makes it easier to control flows of unregistered migrants at the U.S. border as well.
Finally, archaeologists in Peru have discovered the remains of what is believed to be wealthy members of the Chimú civilization, a pre-Inca society that thrived for centuries in arid plains nestled between the Pacific and the Andes Mountains. You've been to this part of Peru, is that correct, Professor?
That's correct. Chanchan, which is the capital of the Chimú civilization, with a relatively advanced series of dwellings and things. Again, it was a civilization that played a very important part in the region from about 800 to 1400 before it was ultimately conquered by, I believe, the Incas in 1532. Fascinating, relatively well-preserved ruins there near Trujillo in the north coast of Peru. And of course, as you alluded to, recently a new archaeological discovery about some members of the Chimú civilization found with apparently signs of violent death, but also with signs of being buried with relatively high amounts of wealth. Yet another reminder, as we've seen, that 800 years ago, as well as now, those who live with the with the wealth appropriated from the societies that they preside over, oftentimes things do not end well for them.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, reminding all of us you can't take it with you. He is traveling. He's in Europe. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.